Day 15, March 19th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 51 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Rick Wilhite, class of 1986. Years ago, I regularly attended Sunday worship with a Christian fellowship that introduced me to Psalm 51. Often, as worship opened, we sang several simple hymns, including one composed upon verses 10 through 12, the beating heart of Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, and cast me not from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. The simple tune was catchy, the words too, plain, humble repentance, and a prayer for refuge in God's presence. We'd sing the verses two or three times, letting the meaning sink in deeply. It becomes a meditation. I can hear it still. Years later, I'm struck by how well the prayer speaks to different seasons of the human spirit. One whose choices and actions have created a sense of distance from God can relate to the prayer's longing for forgiveness, a welcoming home to God's grace. One lost in doubt might resonate with the restored faith and trust implicit in the prayer. The fearful might find shelter in the prayer's plea for the joy of knowing one's true ground in God's eternal love. The song, the prayer, they sound our depths of need. All that seems required is the humility of admitting one's need for these gifts. The prayer at the heart of Psalm 51 sings from just that space, empty for God's love. You can find almost anything on YouTube. I recently found the same Psalm 51 hymn that I learned years ago alive and well, presented by several artists. It's still lovely, still speaks to me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. It's a prayer for people like us. Today's prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And cast me not from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.